Hello?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm on that Sheldon Day's website.
Yeah?
I'm looking for where he stored Werner Bach's files.
Looking for what? Which one? Sorry.
Are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. Shows I come up.
Okay.
Been smelling a rat for quite a while.
Okay.
I told you about last weekend about I got notice from a friend of mine that Werner might have lost his cattle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And turned out to be not so. That did I explain that to you last week, right?
I seem to remember you did.
Well, anyway, I'm smelling rats all over the place. I think you could tell that I've been voicing my concerns for the last couple of months quite hard and heavy.
Yeah.
But did you read the email exchange between Sheldon Day and I a couple weeks back?
Sheldon Day and Sheldon Denham. How old Sheldon was that night exchange? Was that a very recent one? Was it a few weeks ago? Sheldon Denham. Yeah, I think Sheldon did read that one. Yeah, where he basically said, Sheldon Denham, where he said to you, your emails have nothing of interest to Sheldon me, Denham, or something. Sheldon Denham. Sheldon Denham. Yeah. Sheldon Denham. Sheldon Day night. It's ten to eight at the moment. Sheldon Day evening. I'll probably be up around midnight. Sheldon Day evening. Sheldon Day evening. Sheldon Day evening.
A CBC publication, I believe, and one to the.
I did actually click on those just before I typed that message to you, just to see, you know, where you were at. So yeah, I've seen a bit of those. Yeah. Okay. She's never mentioned his name to me. As far as I'm sorry, carry on. Okay. Oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
A bit water, a little town, and a town you see in the movies all the time in all those Western movies. It was camped on Lake.
Okay.
It's a town called Page, Arizona. And I got a job with a guy that does work for the movie industry. Okay? So anyway, amongst the ladies I dated in that area was Alex Joseph's oldest daughter. Now, you've probably never heard of Alex Joseph. He's dead, long dead.
No.
Okay.
He was a great, he was great big, He was a great, big, powerful, very personable man. Now, a long, long time ago, back in the late 60s, early 70s, he had a commune with a bunch of women in the Mormon state of, not, what is it, Utah is the Mormon state, right?
Yeah.
It was very, yeah, anyway. Big water, and fucking Alex Jones planted some of them. And a lot of people, not Alex Jones, Alex Joseph, a lot of people kowtowed to Alex Joseph. I've never fucking heard of him, right?
Mm.
I'm just a crazy Canadian on a fucking, a long 3-year ride to the edge of the abyss, if you know what I mean. Anyway, that said, I don't give a fuck for nothing. Anyway, I wound up dating his oldest daughter from a prior marriage. She was a widow. Now, when he founded his own town, he made one wife. He had 9 wives.
Wow. Yeah, no, I don't know you're not. Wow.
Kids, other than the school, the town had developed somewhat.
Wow.
So everybody in Page, Arizona, and everybody in the next town down in Utah, which I forget, which is Mormon, and in fucking Page, you have the Indians, you have the movie industry, and you have all the people that are making money because of the dam that's down upstream from the Colorado River to keep
That's Joseph, yeah.
Once a week in the big house, like a big hall, and have dinner together with all their kids. And she told me many stories, lots of funny stories, like why all each woman had their separate houses was because you put 9 women living together, and their cycles will get in sync, and they all be in the period at the same time, and there'd be there'd be hell to pay once a month in that house if they all stayed together. You had a separate.
Have to rebuild the house every month.
Yeah. Now, you understand this is long before Bill Cooper burst upon the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, you understand that I'm just up the road from that asshole that ran Coast to Coast. Before he burst upon the
scene. Art Bell. Okay. Art Bell. Yep. Art Bell. Yeah. Mm. Art Bell. Art Bell.
Is he Joseph, who was much older than me, basically he stayed in a room all day long. He was very computer savvy before there was a fucking internet. You understand? This is in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
Very computer savvy, and he spent day and night. He had the youngest wife, a pretty little thing. She was like 15 or 16 when he married her. And she kept running him coffee all day long. She was like his number one filly. What he spent days, he was extremely intelligent. Not only was he a very, he was like 6'5", deadly handsome.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah. Wow.
Give a fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was just dating his daughter, right?
But, yeah.
All that said, that was a long fucking time ago. Right? Now, in the 90s, before there was an internet, and now I'm Mr. Mom, right? Mm. And I hardly ever watch TV like through the 70s and 80s, but when I become a Mr. Mom and you're fucking feeding babies, you're planted in front of the TV. There's a lot to babysitting, you know what I mean? You do a lot of sitting.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, I remember watching TV and Joseph was on TV in the 90s, and he was dying. And they had him on like Phil Donahue or some fucking show. I can't remember the show. But he was dying of cancer. And he was a very secretive man. And they're going, how come you're opening up to us now? And he said, well, I'm fucking dying. And you guys offered me $20,000 to talk to you. So we're taking the money because my family needs the fucking money. What do you want to know? Right?
Wow.
And he had a bunch of his wives on the show. And he showed them life in Big Water and in the big house on a Sunday dinner. And it was funny because I'm sitting there. Is this recorded?
No, I'm
good, because I don't want my wife to hear this shit. You understand? But, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
But anyway, I'm sitting there feeding my new baby, and I'm seeing an old lady friend in the background, you know what I mean?
Mm.
On TV. Get it?
Wow.
I think somebody's coming to hassle me just a minute here. He's looking at me hard. Nope, we're cool. Anyway, he waved. I got them eyes, you know what I mean? You give a fucking look and looks could kill. Like, leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, you're right.
Huh? I don't know. But anyway, that said, in the 90s, when my kids were older, I watched a lot of TV. And there's that Art Bell arsehole. Vegas, rent a car. Come on a tour to meet a friend. She's going to die. This battery.
Okay.
Anyway, went to Page, went to there. We were down the alien highway when, after, I guess, Cooper had made a splash, but I wasn't aware of him. But I was aware of that Art Bell, and I was in his fucking town shooting pool with his bartender, and he was telling me what an arsehole he was.
Interesting.
I remember the neat Dodge trucks and me taking pictures of it, me and my son shooting pool and shit like that. My son could barely reach over the table, you understand? The picture my wife has on a desk in her office, like, she calls me an asshole, right? And she has a picture of me pulling the moon with my two kids on the alien highway, and she goes, yeah, that's my husband, he's an asshole. And there I am pulling the moon beside my two kids. And you can see the sign, alien highway. Anyway, it's an all fucking strange, funny world. There's a lot more to this story. But that fucking Sheldon Day is in Phoenix, Arizona.
He is, yeah. Tucson.
Oh, well, I know people in Phoenix, but he just showed me his ass big time yesterday. Listen to the blast of that fucking YouTube that I put up. Listen to what he said yesterday.
Okay, I will do. Okay, I will do. Are these document files or audio? Okay, I will do.
Tell him his shit's no good while he's stealing my shit. And the bastards did this with Byron Pryor. You understand?
Right.
And a bunch of other things. It's like same shit, different day.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Last fall, didn't you?
I haven't listened to the show, the 18th of July, I think it was, last, when we last spoke. I haven't listened to that one.
September?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember you mentioning that.
I smell a lot of rats here.
Yeah.
A lot of rats. So I'm here to tell you, if you listen to that Dr. Bill Deagle show, I'm going to put up another video in a minute. And Dr. Deagle will explain who the fuck I am. You know what I mean? And if you understand how pig-headed and fierce some of our fucking Maritimers can be. That's why I ask questions straight up. I lay odds Dr. Judy Wood's been talking to Werner Bach. Lay odds.
She may well have spoken to him. You mean really?
Well, I'll...
You mean really?
Calling her city. And the key to it all will be... I'm telling you, I don't know this, but...
Yeah, I mean, Judy and I have said the conversations about Sheldon. I mean,
my screen...
I think your audio is breaking up quite a bit. That seems clear, doesn't it? You're all right. Yeah, we did.